Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Today's episode is sponsored by my Lit Daily online yoga classes. This is an exclusive pass into my personal practice and program that I created from experience as a physical therapist and 20 years developing my Lit yoga methodology. There is a different class with me every day, including special monthly live streams, so you can feel your most lit up anytime and anywhere. Get a 3-day free trial today by going to movementbylara.com and clicking daily classes. Let's get moving. Good movement, and welcome to Redefining Yoga, a Movement by Lara podcast, which is designed to investigate all aspects of the modern evolution of yoga from my background as a physical therapist and lover of movement. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through smarter and safer movement patterns, so together we can be uplifted, benefiting all beings. Today's podcast is called The Power of the Pause. See how powerful that was? The pause. What is pause? I think we all know what it is. It's to stop temporarily. And that could be stopping speaking like I was a moment ago, or stopping action, but to stop something temporarily, or to linger for a time. So I like those definitions a lot. And I think the pause is, it gives us a chance for so many things. And I think in our very hurried life, we love to talk about how busy we are. And I talk about that in another podcast, how I've stopped saying that word because it, you know, what's the point? We're not on some kind of race about who's busiest. In fact, I would like to see who is doing the most amount of pausing in their life. And there are lots of ways to practice pausing. But let me first talk about what the benefits of pausing are. I think we all know it. And I think if we really take in the benefits that we're going to get, that we're not going to lose out on something by not pausing, that there's always going to be more things that have to get done. And that's okay. That's okay. That's like I often will say, I'm happier to be overwhelmed than underwhelmed. But that being said, we want to be overwhelmed, like there's so much stuff happening, but then we have these intentional pauses that we create in the day. Maybe not even in the day, in our days, maybe at a very certain, it could be a pause in your life where you really do some reevaluating. It could be a pause in just a moment before you react to something. So there's all these different opportunities for pauses. I look at them as these kind of bubbles of suspended time where we are, it's like you pause the tape recorder, you pause the movie, you are just stopping, and that gives you an extra few moments or more to decide where you're going to go, which kind of path you're going to pick. So here are the benefits. If you pause in your daily life, you are going to feel better in your body. And the reason this is because the body is wearing a lot of the emotions that we are experiencing. And people don't even realize it. They don't even realize that their shoulders are scrunched up or their head is jutted forward or their jaw is clenched or they're just squeezing their hands like wrists, you know. We don't even realize when we're holding our tension or our anger or our disappointment or our fatigue or whatever it is in our body. And we're just wearing that emotion. And you don't realize it because many people won't take the opportunity to pause and just get a sense. So in your body will feel better when it pauses because you will pause and think, oh, wait, am I clenching my jaw? Am I holding my breath? You know, when you're just out of nowhere sitting there and you just go, let out like a big sigh. Well, it's like your subconscious is paying attention, even if you're not, that you just needed to release. You needed a big, full inhale. So you first needed to exhale out. So if we pause, our body is going to be better because in the pause, we're going to be able to do some checking out. It's like going in for servicing, you know, and they have like all the points, like, let's look at the transmission. Let's look at the brake pads. Let's look at the tires. You know, it's like, tick, 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 tick. If you don't pause, you're not going to be able to check that stuff out. So in a movement practice, like in yoga practice, I love movement and you can get into the rhythm of movement and it can be like almost this suspended string of pauses in the sense that your mind and body connection is really strong. So you don't need as much of that kind of pause to check in. You're just feeling it as you're moving in. That's like a really sophisticated place to live in. And that's probably why we feel so good when we're practicing yoga. It's not something we get to experience a lot in our daily lives, that really integration. But even on the mat, challenge yourself to just pause and fill up your body with space, with breath, with awareness. Check in and see what's happening in that pause because your body will be giving you a lot of feedback. And so when you get into the pause, because people struggle on the mat, clench on the mat, grimace on the mat, just like they do in life. So our body will benefit from these moments that we take to check in, to investigate, to release more if we need that, or to hold more if we need that. What else is going to benefit from pausing? Well, our family, our friends are going to benefit. Our people that we interact with, where we always have, you know, and they say that our family is where we kind of let everything go, you know, where it's safe. And so our worst behavior will come out with our family. And that isn't always the case, but it just, you know, that's where you feel safe. And you know, you have the kids that go to school all day and they're like little angels. And then they come home and they just melt down. Well, there's a reason. They've held it together all day. And then they get at home and they can just let go. And that's okay. You've got to kind of accept that. But as adults, we can't melt down in the same way, you know, and or we don't want to like be like reflexively reactive in the same way. So there's these different, there's so much written on this about reactivity versus responsiveness. And, you know, when something happens, are you immediately reflexively reacting to it? Because that reaction is often in a negative way. So say your spouse, your partner says something that they've said before and you just, like chew their head off, right? Because you have just reacted to it. Versus if you have this practice of pause, And you even give yourself 3 seconds to just not immediately react, you're so much more likely to respond with some better action language. And I've practiced this myself, and I really see the difference. And, you know, because we all catch each other off guard. You know, if I come home and I'm really tired and my husband is doing something and he's really tired or snappy, that's like chemistry that's going to be combustible. And so the only thing you can do at that point is create the pauses. So something will be said, and that's where it takes this inner strength to pause and be like, I'm not going to react to that because I'm tired. I'm grouchy. And he's tired and he's grouchy. Same with kids. Kids and parents, like our job, and it's easier, I think, with children in some ways, although it can be hard too, but we need to model that. We need to model that, hey, let's just pause before you say something to your brother or your sister, or pause before you talk to me. I remember one time my daughter came home, and I mean, she was probably 10 or 11 and was just snappy at me. And I just looked at her and I said, I'm going to go in the other room now because I don't like the way that you're speaking to me. And I just walked away. So I created the pause. I kind of laid down the reason I was doing it because I wanted her to become aware of what she was saying. And then sure enough, 10 minutes later, she came in and she said, Mommy, I'm really sorry. I remember her words so well. It was like so perfectly kid-like. I feel like I was taking revenge on you for the way my friends were talking to me. And I looked at her and I said, okay, so now you know it doesn't feel good either way, does it? It doesn't feel good when you receive it. And when you were doing it to me, it didn't feel good to do it to me either. And she's like, no. And it was so great because those little pauses where we create the moment of learning or of taking like the other path, God, they're so impressive. Like I feel like her communication skills like just skyrocketed that day. And she's just an amazing communicator. And, you know, I didn't do it. I just set up one good example of creating a pause instead of creating a scene. So you can look at it that way. Are you going to create a pause? Are you going to create a scene? So this is really, really, really great for family. And the one other thing I'll say about the family stuff is that if you are really committed to making your family work, your partner work, your spouse work, your kid relationship, whatever it is, you have to be willing to take those pauses. And the pauses are way more important than being quote unquote right. And boy, don't we like to be right. I'm right up there with you. And maybe this is just practice with age and all that, but it is so much more fulfilling. And it's really much, so much more fulfilling for ourselves, for me as a person, who I am, when I am less committed to being right and much more committed to creating the pauses so that I have that kind of sacred moment of not being my worst self either. And, you know, none of this is about being perfect because we aren't ever going to be perfect, but it's really about creating opportunity to be better, to be better. So it will change the way you feel in your body. It'll change the way you feel in your relationships, in your family, that inevitably will make you feel better inside. You'll have your own satisfaction of having the strength, the inner strength to manage your energy. That's what you're really doing in those pauses, is you're holding your energy and you're managing it. You're not just letting it become chaotic and explosive. You'll be more present in your relationships and more connected. And then on a final note, in terms of how else it will affect stuff, it'll help you connect to your inner voice. If you have a pause, you have the ability to listen. You have just that moment, that suspended moment of being of the quiet where you're not Remember, it's like the pause in talking or the holding or lingering for a moment. And there's that quietness that can be there. And that in that quietness is where you can be the most present. And you can feel, you can really dive deep into yourself. You can connect to that inner voice. And with that, you can see when you need guidance and see when you need to shift your behavior or your responsiveness. So these pauses are super, super sacred. So I would just encourage you, like, write down for yourself right now, where do you feel like you need to pause more? Is it for yourself? I mean, it's always going to benefit you. Do you need to pause and reflect on your job, your home life, how you're treating your body, how you're treating yourself, your inner thoughts? If you create the pause where there's a linger and there's no talking, in that pause, can you start to take in more compassion for yourself? A lot of people are really, 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 really tough on themselves. And this sets you up for taking a different path. If you're used to taking the path of doubt and criticism and even worse, you know, disdain for your self-talk, can you instead take a different path and try and find more compassion for how you speak and treat yourself? So it is such a practice. This, you can do this in a variety of ways. You can do this just standing and taking a moment and really being present. And that's what mindfulness is, essentially. You know, it's really moment to moment, seeing every action as an opportunity, every word, conversation as an opportunity to be aligned with how you want to be living. And you can only check in with that if you're mindful, if you're self-regulatory. And so create those pauses in your life, write them down, journal about it. This is amazing. So taking a pause is about, not about thinking more, but about feeling more. I hope this helps you today. I hope it helps you move well in your life and move in the direction of more compassion for yourself and others. Hugs from me to you.